maybe on its way to see us, or
behind you, Agatha. And when you turn, you can see the leaves from the tree wither and fall from the branch one by one.
I would... Agatha looks at all of you like, help, help. My Ferngully moment, it's hurting me.
I'm drawing a map of it. I didn't think I could do much more than that.
No. Agatha mounts the horse and she says, we must move. Does it look like it's spreading, Arv?
Make a perception check. No, make a nature check for me.
Ooh, okay. I was about to say perception actually is better, but that's okay. Doesn't matter. 24.
Wow. Oh, well, I'll just roll a 24. How's that sound?
Hey, yo.
As you look, at first you think that the sort of, you know, you saw as far as it goes and you're like, you went on the other side and then there's sound. But you notice, Agatha, as you're sort of like stepping forward to kind of investigate into the path, you have this strange experience of, so I mentioned it's a very hard line. Like you're on one side, you don't hear anything. On the other side, you do hear forest activity. But if you stand right in the middle, so you have this experience of like, you know, the right ear hears nothing, but the left ear
one
hears
foot
stuff.
In, one foot in one state, one foot in another.
Exactly. Imagine if, to jump out of game for a second, imagine that you were listening on stereo headphones and gradually someone was turning the balance all to one side. Yeah. It feels to you as if as you're standing there, the silence is gradually spreading so that you're no longer on that hard line and you're now watching as the trees around get slightly, very slowly, and probably even non-druid wouldn't have noticed it, but very slowly they are being covered by this bleach blight.
Agatha probably actually gets on all fours, like down low on the ground, as if to maybe hear it and feel it. She probably looks kind of creepy and weird, and she looks up at all of you under her veil, and she goes, it's spreading.
Does that mean my map is going to be inaccurate soon?
It means that your map will need to constantly change to keep up with the rate at which Strahd chokes the land.
So, yes. Thank you.
And she kind of gets up and she goes, oh, my other form is faster. And she gets up and hops the horse and probably will need to continue. Ooh, I don't like that it's spreading. I don't know how to stop that, though.
Is it going to affect you?
A corpse under a veil looks at you. It's already affected me. Do I feel ill, Arv? Do I feel like it's affecting me directly?
Well, I was actually just thinking, I was trying to decide how much you would feel these things. Oh, Gigafrost has inspired Agatha. Thank you, Gigafrost, and welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. I was trying to decide how much a corpse would recognize, or a corpse-looking thing. No, but you're not actually a corpse. It's very hard to tell, because... It doesn't seem like it yet, but there is a great deal, of course, of the nature and the space within this land that is as yet apparently unaffected by this. So, you know, no, not yet, but you've been through a lot, I guess. So it's hard to tell what which is which. Not necessarily yet, if it has affected you. You don't know.
I would say not at the moment, but it does not mean it may not happen. Continue forward. Maybe this madman knows something.
Before we leave the area, are on the tree she spoke to, or the plant, or whatever.
Right.
This is going to be impossible because I can't do everything in the bloody area. I cast a spell magic on it.
So when you cast your spell of dispel magic, you see the way I would describe it is that you see a kind of, so imagine you have the bright gray whiteness. Imagine that was liquid of some kind, right? Like a liquidy, a milk, and you dropped into it a drop of color.
Yeah.
This sort of spreads but then is immediately consumed again by the milk. So it may be a magical effect, maybe, but it's way stronger than what your dispel magic is capable of doing.
Right, right, right. Okay, well, that tells us something we didn't know before.
Yeah, it does.
Yee! Mm. Okay.
Jenga will remember this.
I think Agatha will probably remember it more.
Clock it! I'll be back to plant a seed before it's over with. Not get
well, Weller's taking samples, of course.
Naturally.
Arv?
Yes.
I just added a point to con and dex.
1 point to con, 1 point to dex. Okay.
Correct.
Sounds good.
So that brings you both. That brings both to 18. That brings my roll on my crossbows up to 7, and that brings my initiative roll up to +4.
Dig it. I approve. Makes a lot of sense.
And Frog, I sent you something as well. You get an extra 8 hit points as well. Because your con modifier changes. There you go.
Right. Yep.
Wow, it's look free at that fucking happy real estate. Rob.
Let's go, boys. All right.
So happy.
I'll take it.
So we're talking 91 out of 91. Is that what we're talking about?
I think that's what we're talking about.
We're almost up to triple digits. Right. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Very
91,
very
really? Wow. All right.
Okay.
I knew I'd make the right decision by stumbling into it.
Okay. You all continue to proceed then into the now living area of the forest. Perhaps buoyed by the fact that you were no longer, you know, dealing with that. You make good time. Where I'm assuming that you're going, because where I believe I showed you that the place where you had been told you could discover this mad mage was over here, somewhere in that red circled area. Area.
Actually, it was even up this tributary, which again, I can't show.
That's right.
People.
That's right. Yep. The tributary in this direction. That's right. So you have a, it's not that one. It was this one over here.
The far left. Yeah.
That's right. So the question is, so basically, you're able to get all the way to, let us say, I would put you all about here, right here, before you have a decision to make. I shouldn't assume. You could also go down this other path, but the point is you're heading to this bridge here where you have to make about whether you're then going to get on to several boats, whether you're going to go back to where the boats were, where you saved the kid and all that. That was over here, you may remember, and then use the boats to cross and go over in this direction, or you could break and just go straight north into this area and basically just try to avoid the water entirely if you wanted to. So,
or our fourth choice is we follow the river up and skirt the lake and go around it that way too.
That's also true.
Well,
you still need to, exactly. You need to get to that bridge.
Well,
first,
one way is hacking through the woods. The other way is,
Yeah.
I mean, I just say we come down around and hit this bridge. We need to go up here, you said? What's the sitch over here? Can we not come around this direction?
You can. There are pretty serious hills in that direction.
Got it.
Yeah, that's where the wolf cave was as
right,
well.
So yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. That's helpful to know.
Right, yep.
But
it's so long.
Small town. Yeah. Shouldn't we just pass?
Yeah, the wolf cave is somewhere like here.
Ah, Valaki, we're all as well.
Oh my God, you haven't been to Valaki.
I haven't had a chance to do any of this, y'all. Well, I mean, if the issue is water,
I mean, I'm probably the only one that's gonna be affected by it because I can't exactly swim with heavy armor on.
Oh, we don't have to swim.
But we can take the boats. We got some boats.
Oh,
there.
We could do that too. I had
she was about to. She was about to go. Where we're going, we don't need boats. We don't need to swim.
I haven't told you about my wild shaped blue whale. And
let me make sure because
I've always wanted to be Jonah. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure. I could just swallow all of you whole and come out the other side. How's that sound?
We had problems with that in the last campaign.
Wait, when did we all get swallowed by a whale?
Not all of us, just Alec and just by Fifley when he was a frog.
That's right.
I remember that. God, that's a while back.
That was a fun one too. Unclear.
Be sure to catch that story on the recap episode coming out never.
Unclear shadowed.
Cannot just drop the water level? Oh, no, I got you. Uh-huh. Okay, no, we got this. This is a level 4 power I've not used yet.
Okay.
You guys want to just walk to the other side of the lake?
It's Drain Lake. Is that what you're telling me? It's like...
No, but I can part it. We can just walk that business like the Red Sea.
Wow.
Okay. That's a couple miles, isn't it? Was your spell lost that
Saravich is pretty big.
Let's see.
Well, I could walk 500 miles.
Any free...
And I could walk 500 more.
All right, let's see. I might be able to do other things. I can do things.
To cross Barovia? Hell yeah.
I should say, actually, and I'm sorry, I misspoke. They're not a mile. The hexes are actually a quarter of a mile. So I take that. I'm sorry. That still means about one. So it's about a mile across, though, at its widest point.
Yeah, a mile and a bit. Yeah.
Life has its little bonuses, John.
Indeed.
I think we should just take the boats. Just go up the little river. It's probably the safest route.
Word.
We ought to see anything coming out.
That's awesome, Shadow. I love it.
Except from below, but yes.
Thank you.
We've been in the water before. There wasn't anything bad.
Oh, Div, I would love that, except there's no way I have the amount of any time to do that, but that would be amazing. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, Div can watch every episode. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, he can sort them out for us.
Are we up to date on that? Do we have everything uploaded?
Yeah, everything is on YouTube up to literally today. So
voice.
Where are we in podcast land?
We are about a year behind.
1983.
Yeah, we are about a year behind. Exactly.
Podcasts don't even exist yet. Holy crap.
No, we were ahead of our time.
Oh, wait, do you guys just want to walk on the water?
How is that faster than boats?
I don't know that it's faster. We can just do it.
Sorry, none of us
I,
really,
just, I have sorry, none of us paranoia really, of just like Agatha is gonna walk next to that boat regardless.
And
like,
none of us are really boat people anyways. There's the thing. So.
Can any of us drive it? Like actually manage boat? It's a vehicle.
Well, I was a member of the Oxford Boating Club back in London. I don't fucking know.
Thank you for the follow, by the way. I missed who that was, but thank you.
I think everyone's pretty much paddled the boat.
Back maybe. In Yorkford, Hertfordshire, whatever that is.
Rob, Dunsel is asking you to check. Oh, yeah. So, Rob, if you added to your con score and increased your con bonus as part of leveling up, then you add the amount your con bonus increased to your hit point max, too. I think that's what Saad did, actually.
Yeah, that's what Saad did.
And it retroactively does, like, so it's extra plus one per level, which is 8 levels.
Which I've always found is like a little odd, frankly. Like, I've never really understood why, like, I've been working out, and now it gave me the retroactive benefits as if I'd been working out since I was 15. Like, really? I don't think that's how it works.
That's totally how it works. It's free real estate. It's like I said.
But anyway. Yeah, but thanks, Tom.
Totally logical.
Okay, so what has the party decided? Or has it not decided?
Do we have a boat? Or we have to steal it?
Yeah,
there were boats that were here.
You'd have to borrow one.
There's a few there.
We're going to take the boats.
The secret area, remember? It was like a secret.
We're going to take the boats, and Agatha's going to push. That's how this is going to work.
That works.
Oh, thank you, Shadow. Thank you. Welcome, Belkin Lighthammer.
Actually, I could do that. Well, you know what? Everybody's down for boats. I just...
That's convincing.
I'm still not.
Can you walk the party a mile across the lake?
I don't have to walk you. You can walk yourself.
You said walk across the lake.
Wait, hold up.
Assuming
you were casting
a spell to make us walk on water.
Shoot, I can make 10 people walk on water at one time.
Don't two of y'all have fucking fly?
Yeah, two of us.
Well, can't you bring someone along with you? There's only, what, five of us?
Yeah, it's a bit much to have to come back and forth carrying people.
I mean, if we're this determined to avoid water, it's a way to avoid water if people want to do that.
How long does water walk last?
An hour.
You can get across a mile in an hour.
We could just walk, especially this short edge right here.
How bad are we at speed running, Arf?
I was just going to say, you should be able to cover a mile.
I would hope half hour.
I mean, you know.
We get right to
Agatha
the,
will take the full hour.
My daughter
we
and I
right
in the
to
pouring
the
rain
the
just did the
lake
same
and
thing.
Immediately and drop in.
My daughter and I today in the pouring rain walked a mile in about 25 minutes. So I would hope that a hearty group such as you. No, yeah. I mean, it might take a little
wearing
longer.
Wearing lots of equipment.
No, I know it. I know it. But I would still say you could do that under an hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Marches, baby.
I'm across. Okay.
Hey, and the horse can come with us too.
Yeah,
indeed. Alec, I don't think does have inspiration at the moment. JLC,
That is correct. I do not.
I have no boat. I have no
boat.
This is
why Agatha has
race,
all these
so.
Ideas, because she's inspired right now.
She's inspired. She's hella inspired. Yeah.
All right.
It's the chains.
I don't want to get wet. Do you guys know what multiple layers of crinoline is like when you get wet?
Yes. No, we have no
did
idea.
Not dre- I did not dress for this.
All right. Well,
I did not wear my wading clothes.
Water.
Yeah. There you go. Let's do it.
Okay. Walk, so you folks are heading to the bridge and then going to try to water walk from there?
Probably. I assume. Let me just mark
like
it
from here.
We didn't get that far.
Yeah. It would like walk somewhere there and then walk across.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yes. Correct. That was.
So two options then as far as how you want to do that. One is that you go through. I will freehand this. One is that you go this way. Sort of taking the northernmost route that is less traveled.
There were traps along there, weren't there?
That's right, initially. Now you've got
we
you
have
dealt
to go
with
through Sherwood Forest, Master.
Or obviously,
there's ghosts in there.
The other option, which is a little longer, is to go down to the southern path.
As I recall, we still like encountered that. Crap, the little tree people we ran into there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you
tree
did. There's nothing people. Super right safe there. Here, but
just there. We're not running into tree people. Let's go the southern route.
Well, no, they were evil tree people that tried to kill us.
Yeah, they
let me be very clear about that. Actually, I could cast her. I'll mind link with her and send her the image of the little tree fuckers with the.
Do I know these tree fuckers?
Twig blights, yes, you're very familiar with them.
Thank you. Great.
I can't
why
say
are we
it
calling them?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Whoops. Let me not actually delete Weller by accident. That's
and Divinorium, you misspelled sod underscore, by the way.
I love the D&D expansion campaign, The Adventures of the Tree Fuckers. That's a really good one.
Okay.
Why are we calling them that?
All right. So you're heading up.
I will tell you that story. Don't ask.
That's another podcast for another time.
Their mark was worse than their. Okay. Anyway.
So the northernmost route has traps. The southernmost route has tree folk.
At least the last time you went.
Last time, yeah, we kind of cleared them out. So.
Well,
do you think perhaps we should see if Von Richten and their group are at the tower before we head out?
Why?
Also, well, I don't. There is a barbarian group coming down from the mountains, and they should probably be informed that they're not actually.
I have nothing else to say to Von Richten.
JLC, it's by character name, not by player name, I think. So
you'll probably just leave a note, maybe.
We're not entirely. Wait, Arv, didn't they say when we left them the last time that they'd be moving on from there? They wouldn't actually be there when we got back?
Yes, theoretically.
Yeah, so they're not even going to be there at this point. They've got other things to do.
Yes.
Besides, we got.
Just thinking outside my head. That's all.
We got information from them which we needed, and besides, while I still do not believe I have gotten everything from Von Richten that I need, at least we do have this sword now.
Mm.
And that is the reason we went to the temple.
So we'll just take the southern route, it's safer. Hopefully.
Agreed. And hit that. I guess come up.
Do you not think we can handle whatever it is in the shorter route of the two?
Well, it's just that there were a couple traps there. I nearly stepped on one. And there could be more.
Do we have anyone in this party who can notice them?
I mean, I can with basic eyeballs, but with no special finding.
Well, you were the one that found the trap last time, if I remember. Was it you? Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I mean, Django.
Yes, absolutely. I believe it was me, come to think of it.
The only reason I would vote towards the shorter route of the two is we've still got a long way to go. Whatever saves us time, even with the traps, I mean, if we hit a trap, I can heal us, I can help, at least if something goes wrong. But...
What time of day is it right now?
Right now, about 5 o'clock. If all goes well, you should be able to get to and across the lake, presumably by about an hour and a half, 6:30.
So before it gets dark.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Whatever we do, we should keep moving.
JLC says, okay, Alec always seems to need one. Wow.
The way he rolls.
True statement. True statement.
He's not wrong.
She just gave you a, like, she just sort of preset.
She's
like,
I'm gonna chat is cheesing.
I'm going to pre-give you.
Chat is trolling you today.
They are trolling you so hard, man. Jesus.
Oh, man. True facts.
See, it's not just inter-party saltiness. It's channel wide at this point. It's infected every element of this campaign. I honestly don't care which path we take. Whichever one the majority wants to go with, I'm down with. I don't care.
So we just roll a dice and see which one we go.
Sure, that's fine.
All right.
Odds I just don't know what kind of traps were up there, so it doesn't.
It was they were simple like pit traps, but they were traps on the trail, which was a little like okay, that was weird.
Yeah, we may not have spotted them all. So,
wait, how are you rolling this?
D4, odds top, evens bottom.
Okay.
All right.
Top it is.
Wait.
Odd top, okay. Even bottom. We're going to the top.
Yep.
So we're going.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So going to the top. All right. So just 1 second as I move that back.
I have to make sure for traps.
Okay. So you get about let's say to right here.
Yep. And then your whole party dies.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone dies. You discover off to the... Actually, make a perception check. You're going to see something anyway, but I want to see how much of what you see. So make a perception check for me, please, Alec. Since you're
just Alec?
There. Oh, just Alec?
I guess everybody. I guess everybody who's there.
I had to get down on that.
Where's the echo there?
Oh, just Fifley? Okay. Where did he come from?
Agatha,
the sword comes.
Django, 16, Django, 17. Mason, what say you?
It was worth the wait.
Mason with the outstanding.
Trees. Okay. Lots of trees.
Weller, it's green here.
Weller, are you?
Weller's got his mapping table out.
So he's not paying attention to that. Okay.
He's paying attention to the land and stuff, but he's not looking for.
Got
traps.
I have this image of like Mason is like looking over your shoulder. Oh, that's an interesting map you have there, Will. Like, it's not really, you know, but Django and
I'm a doctor,
Agatha,
not a cartographer, Jim.
Exactly. Django, Agatha, and Alec, you're all able to see that there is a foot trail that cuts through the wilderness. And it seems to be, I shall freehand this for you. It seems to be cutting. Let's make this.
Draw me like one of your French landscapes.
The hand of the GM comes down.
Seems to be cutting this way. Like that.
Into the black square of death.
Yes.
When you say path, the first thing I'm thinking of is what made this path? Is this well beaten? Was it shoes? Was it animals?
If you want to dismount from the steed and do an investigation check, I will be happy to let you know depending on how you do.
Since I'm a beast tracker, may I also take a look at this path and see what
you should do that.
Yes, and make an investigation check for me as well. This isn't going to be advantage, but the fact that you're a beast tracker will have an impact on this. So,
cool.
Wow, Agatha with the crit. Agatha's like,
crit.
this is sort of the if I'm going
to
get off this horse.
I was expecting to make a quippy thing and pass it off to the beastmaster, but
wow. Oh. Mason's
you know
like,
here's the thing.
Beast,
here's the thing.
Death, deadly, scary beast.
Do you get an advantage on it?
I am okay with this because of just the humor that comes from coming right after a critical success.
Oh yeah,
a critical failure is just exactly what needs to happen.
And
after
I love
that.
The image.
It's
I love
just
the image.
Totally
of Agatha,
appropriate.
I love the image of Agatha getting to look at the trail and Mason being like, "Oh, just a moment, dear lady. I'm an expert here." And then,
I trip over my own shoes.
Agatha,
here, sod. I took one for you, okay?
Yeah,
so you can't
Mason,
get
you
one
don't
now.
Have, you don't have an idea. You don't know what
it doesn't
the hell
work
you're
like that.
Mason, work. You don't know what the hell you're looking at, but Agatha does, or at least thinks that she does. Agatha, this seems to be a trail which was rough cut, and it looks like it's been deliberately cut by something, so presumably some human or humanoid form was able to do this. And you can see the branches have been kind of hacked off and kind of, you know, cut to create this path, like someone was blazing this trail through the woods. Well, looking down on it, you don't see a lot of paw prints or tracks of that kind. But it's been a little while since it's been done. Not ancient, but it definitely was not in the last, you know, day or so. that this was made. And so you don't necessarily, some of the grass has sprung up from where the people, whatever these things
whatever
were that made it,
here.
Stomped over it. Right, exactly. It's also not a very wide trail. In fact, you would probably have to go into it almost single file. It's maybe 5 to 6 feet wide.
I kind of point at the branches. Somebody hacks these down. I even touch it like, oh, poor plant. Like, hacked you away. A few days, it seems.
I want you to make another perception check for me when you hack. When you hack, yes. Please hack it, no. Make an investigation check for me when you touch that
perception,
thing.
Not investigation.
Sorry, investigation, make it, please. Sorry, not perception.
Probably not good. You know what? Why not? This seems of import. We'll use that inspiration. Roll again. Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope.
A 9 for the folks at home, followed by a 7. Yeah, it just something, you know, you sort of touch the edge of the branch, and it definitely was hacked by something, some heavy blade of some kind.
Could I tell from the first roll whether it was more than one blade or person?
Yes, I think that's fair to say.
That's
probably
say
more than one person.
More than one?
Mm-hmm.
Many have been through here. It does lead north.
Would save you a spell if you wanted to go this way.
It's true.
What do you think?
It could end disastrously. Ah, fiddles. I get up and I'm like, come on, why not? Walk
all
on
right,
water
let's
or
go.
Walk through the trees?
Get your plant.
Okay. So who is who's leading the way? Because as I say, this is a situation where
I've got the plant cutter.
Well, let's have the professional tracker do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
clearly.
She's got a 22, so you know, let her go first.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that those plants got hacked. That's all.
Well, what did you say about the cutter, son?
I've got the plant eater axe, so that'll help with any type of extra, like cutting through the brush or anything like that.
Okay.
Feller realizes that people are moving and finally catches up to what's going on. Is like,
excuse me.
There's a new track here. Well, you got it on your map.
I'm putting it down, but. Are there tracks going both directions? Or are the tracks only going in?
Can we discern that?
Impossible to tell. It's not there. It's hard to see the track, and if there's any tracks anyway, except that it's just pretty confident that it's not beast paws or paths.
Yep.
But other than that, it's impossible to tell. It's been a few days at
you
least
do not
since
know
this was
if,
made.
If they have come and gone, but it has been a few days.
I just pointed it and go, clearing! No, I'm just not actually.
Yes.
Grass there. Woods.
Yes, I become my best friend from the temple.
I was gonna say, when did Calyx get here?
So it's clearing. We must go down it.
Goes thank you for the follow, Raptor Gaming.
Clearing is best in life. Yeah, thanks, Calyx, very much.
Which is south. It go down.
To cut the forest, to drive it before you and hear the lamentations of the branches, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, now that's the best dad joke we've had tonight. That one's really good.
Be here all the
Arv
week.
Dad has returned.
I'll be here all the week. Okay. So you folks are heading north. What's the and you said I'm sorry, did we confirm what the order is? I know that Alec, you said they had the plant
probably
cutter, but
for myself then Agatha.
Okay.
I'll follow directly but you know actually I'll get on the other side of Agatha and follow up behind her.
Yeah, is it like a wide enough path for more than
but not I mean maybe if you didn't draw weapons like it's pretty narrow you could one person walking
two
will allow you to draw
fine. Two Aleks no
yeah exactly two Aleks would be scraping on either
scale.
Side of it
all right well
so
use the axe to kind of help make alleviate it a little bit
yeah
make it a little
so that Alec go and then Agatha will go and then I'll follow up so that Agatha's cool. Got meat shield.
Okay. That
Agatha wants us to stop.
I
you
like
stop
the way you say this.
Divinorium's Rob, you have to look at Div's
two thick
JPEG.
Shields.
Look at Div's
oh yeah, that chat. One. It's a classic.
Son of a bitch.
It's a picture for those at home. It's of a book. It says identifying wood, and this dude is staring at this block of wood, and the caption is, "Yep, it's wood."
You know,
hey, accurate results with simple tools. Very important.
Yep.
Div has been an amazing member of my Twitch community and this and both communities for a very long time now. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, without Div, my own personal well-being about my own self-worth would be better if
we're not for Div.
I didn't have these moments where I was just had the shit cut out underneath me. This is what I have Div for, to bring me back down best. down to you know, from God tier
humble.
To
we
human tier.
Yes,
that's it.
The humblest of humble pie you've ever eaten.
Okay, now one.
Like Alec with a plan.
That's what Div bakes up on a daily basis.
Now, one other question as you folks are going through, how much distance are you keeping between you as you move? Are you like fairly close to each other or are you...
I would hope about a sword's length.
Okay.
So if something does come out, we don't hit...
Impale
each
other.
There's no friendly fire, yeah.
Okay, so Alec, you make your way in step. By step, as you sort of make your way into this path, it moves fairly straight, fairly, you know, directly ahead as you go along. And as you're sort of passing along, you notice that there are, you know, a few branches that are sort of on the side, on either side of the path from where these things have been hacked. And it's fairly straight as you're going forward. Probably after about a half mile or so. So yeah, right, exactly. About two of those hexes, maybe just a little bit of that. You're moving along as you're going, by the way, I assume you're just using this to kind of hack an easier path, Alec?
Yeah, just to help, if there's any kind of things in the way, I can use my axe.
The screams of the plants as you slash through them.
I scream out.
I need, as you are moving along, you step onto one area and suddenly you feel the needles and twigs, you and the person right behind you. So that's Alec, and I think it was it Agatha?
Agatha. Agatha's between me and Alec.
I'm here second.
That's yeah. Right. I need the two of you to make a dexterity saving throw as something plunges from underneath you.
Okay.
Oh, the ground.
You get a plus,
oh, that sounds
you're
fun.
Right, because you're right next to me, you get a plus three on your roll, just so you know.
Oh, nice.
The rest of you are far enough back that
you can
stop.
I got a 7.
I got a 23.
Okay, so...
Oh, we're back to
so, you, so, Agatha, you managed to basically kind of duck
wow.
back just in time as Alec plunges okay. headlong into a pit.
I'm the grandma you needed in D&D that you didn't know you needed in D&D.
Alec, you land directly onto sharp wooden spikes. I'm going to roll what happens here as a consequence.
Stitch himself.
Dot, we're going to need your...
I would love to react to that by switching forms, but I probably can't do that, can I?
I mean, I don't think you're at that spot yet.
How much distance is there between the falling and the spikes? Does he have enough time?
Feet. No, not at 15 feet.
Oh, no,
feet
that's
doesn't.
Real fast.
Surprise!
Hey, Dot, I think we're going to need the chains on your glasses. We're going to need to turn them into a rope.
So we're going to take... Like, so that's... Mm. Let's see. Okay,
14, this is just like Gromny.
You have
14
Sod,
of the fall,
you have a
11
brand.
From the spikes.
And okay. I know.
So
I'm gonna keep on brand.
So you're going to take exactly. 25 points of damage from the fall plus the spikes.
Okay. Wowzer.
So that means you're at 47, I believe, if I calculated that properly.
That's correct. Yeah.
And as these things pierce your body, and you're like, oh, you feel a burning in them as well. I need you to make a constitution saving throw for me, please.
Okay, if it's a disease, I'm immune to disease.
It is not a disease.
Okay.
That spike is poison.
Sod's D&D brand teacher. Sod's brand D&D t-shirt is how low can you roll?
Oh my goodness, Sod.
Okay, Sod.
You are going
look,
to take
Sod, to be fair, I rolled a fucking one today. So
okay,
we all get
so,
there eventually.
For those of you at home, buckle up, kids. This stuff burns through your blood as you are taking this. You take 34 points of poison damage.
You needed yet another thing to burn through your
courses
blood.
Through you. Now I want to be clear about this, which means that you have 13 hit points left. So the thing I want to be clear about is you are lying on the ground going, oh, like
me.
Feeling this.
Yeah, I'm just screaming.
This poison is, yeah, it's incredibly painful. Intense
Am I officially poisoned?
So, well, So right now you are experiencing the effects of poison. You're not paralyzed or anything. It just was obviously designed to do extra damage. And so you're Agatha, you're the first one to kind of see looking down at him that he's, and you can actually see glistening on the spikes. Some black substance has been placed on the tip of these spikes.
I look back at everyone. Should I go down? Down in the hole. Look back at them.
Can we get him out of there without more people falling in? Olek, yes. Deep breaths. You'll be okay.
I go, whatever you do,
don't die.
Come back to the top. And I think, hang on, I gotta make sure because I gotta touch him. Okay, so here's how this is gonna work.
Exactly, right, but walk it off.
I cast, let me make sure that this doesn't have to be a concentration. Okay, it doesn't. I cast spider climb on myself. So Agatha goes down the side so she doesn't touch the things. I get just close enough where I can reach my old finger out and I boop him on his nose and turn him into an ass.
Okay.
So that he comes free of it and can fly himself to the top.
Okay. Seems like a plan. That happens. You were able to do that.
Perfect.
Rise to the pit. Now
you
could go to either side, actually, Alec. You could go to the far side of the pit or this side. It's up to you.
Are you okay?
Well, I can float, right? So I can just like stay above everyone in this form.
I would consider you a willing creature. Yeah, so you basically stay in a gaseous form and you can control your movement. You decide where you want.
Well, is he a willing creature?
It's very slow, though. That's the problem, is it's very slow.
What's up, Dragon Spear?
Baby. But I believe you can move.
What's up, Dragon? How you doing, buddy?
While in this form, the target only method of moving is flying speed of 10 feet, but it's only 15, so two turns you'll be out of the hole.
Yeah. Well, it's each time you spend a movement action, so I can spend three movements to fly.
There you go. Cool.
30 feet.
Does that require any rolling?
No.
Wow.
So you should be able to just control yourself right out of the hole, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yep. So that's what I do. I basically just float out of the hole.
And which direction, though? Are you heading...
Little drops of gas bleeding
up.
From...
I know, the direction. Yeah, obviously
back
up.
Into the spikes. Obviously, I want to get a closer look.
But what I said was, are you going to the far side
of the
pit?
Yeah, I'll go on the other side of it.
Okay.
And
So, are you proceeding along a little bit, Alec? Because right now, the pit is blocking the way. So, you know, the folks either have to jump over, or you could, like, scout down a little bit because you're on the other side of it, which is why I was... asking a little bit.
They can still attack me in this form, can't they?
Yeah. Theoretically.
Theoretically, there are only a few things that can harm you.
That is resistance to non-magical damage and advantage on.
Okay. Guys, I gotta step away for 2 minutes, but I'll be right back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Alright, now we throw Robin into the pit, right?
I was about to say, at this point, you might as well just continue up ahead and scout and come back as Mist. In your gassy form.
Can I speak in this form? I don't think I can.
No,
you can't speak. You'd have to go.
I'm just motioning like.
You're a big cloud of gas.
I mean, you can probably see like my leg is bleeding. It's probably been pierced.
You don't have a leg.
You don't have
it's
a leg.
Not form. It's cloud. You're a cloud.
But I thought like a human form.
No.
Okay, cloud. So I'm just cloud. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll go in ahead then.
Not gassy. Yes.
Wandered lonely as a cloud. So
that's right.
So you head
the cloud into an arrow.
So Weller sends like mind speak and says, "You are coming back, right?"
This is my first time doing this, so I don't try to figure out what I can do. Do you want me to go in ahead?
No.
Yes, please.
All right.
How big is the pit that Alec has conveniently found for us, Arv?
It looks to be about 15 by 15. So it looks to be about 15 feet.
Okay, that's,
and it's 15,
that's good. A hike, yeah.
Yep. Oh, no, I know. I take that back. I'm sorry. Because it was only... No, that's impossible because it wouldn't fit the path. I'm wrong. It's 15 feet deep, but it's actually probably only about roughly 7 to 8 feet wide because it's just on either side of the path that was hacked out. So I apologize. And then how far away? It's longer than it is wide. So it's probably about, let's say, 10 feet. So it's eight wide, 10. About 10. And it's, again, kind of crudely designed, but, Agatha, when you sort of, you know, booped him on the nose, as you said, and went down and checked, the spikes had been sharpened. There was this black substance on them, as I mentioned. But, I mean, you'll have to sort of see until you examine him. But whatever this poison was, it looks like it's poison that was naturally occurring, by which I mean this comes from some natural source that was placed here. This is not synthetic. This is some...
Right, nobody concocted this. This was a... From nature. Right.
From nature. And there's only a few types of creatures or people that know how to make stuff from nature. And you're one of them. Mm. Druids might know how to do this.
Right. She did it! Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I reach out maybe with a hanky and just kind of like... I want some of it. I want to be able to smell it and test it maybe later on. So I just kind of clear some off of the tip and take it to the top. If nothing else, I've got a very curious fellow above that'll help me out.
Yes, I was going to say, Weller's like waiting, like, please.
He's like, ooh, tell me.
Oh, he's not waiting. No, he's not waiting at all. Just the black sludge that's on the tip of the things, it just suddenly forms into globs and just flies towards him. And it just straightens and just mage hands it up into his bottles.
That's right, which are now his own bottles. That's right.
His own bottles, yeah.
So, Alec, as for you, after about floating forward, after about 25 or 30 feet around a very slight bend, you see that the trail comes to an end, as if whoever it was stopped hacking past it. Pretty obviously, the idea was make sure that it looks far enough that you wouldn't pay attention to it being an ending before you ran into this pit.
Okay.
But the trail just stops.
It's just a complete trick to make people go down here. Lovely.
Yes, but the reason is why.
So I'll float back and try and get Will's attention.
He notices you and he's like, oh, welcome back.
Oh, I'll snap so you come out of
there. You're not going to like this, but the...
right above trowel. The
also, Dragon Spear, thank you for the tier one gift sub to Little Red Dot. Thank you, Dragon.
Thank
you. Awesome. I really appreciate that. And Shadowed has inspired Agatha also.
Fantastic. Another one.
Thanks, everybody.
Since, you know, I wasted mine on a 7.
Thank you, Dragon.
Well, you're not
going to
like this, but the trail actually ends a little bit further up. And looks like this may be an intentional trap for someone to fall into.
That's why I said what I said back at the road.
Good point.
I said, pitcher plant. This is what I meant.
Know who resides in these woods? Like, dense wood of this kind, though. Dense woods of this kind has all kinds of things that live in it, right? You said that the poison was natural.
Correct.
I'm trying to figure out what she can infer from this information. Because a trap of this kind, looking down, there's no bodies or bones in the bottom.
No. This is obviously the first time it's been triggered. Unless they cleared it out really nicely between...
And they only did it in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, too, because the trail was only blazed in the last few days.
Arv, I'm casting Fly on myself. I'm going to fly over the pit and go investigate the end of the woods, the end of the trail.
Okay. So, yeah, it's as Alec described, it's just beyond, you know, probably about 30 feet or so around a just very slight curve. And it looks like literally whoever was making it just stopped making it at that point.
And is it real? I go and touch it.
Yes,
an illusion.
It is real. No, it doesn't seem to be an illusion.
It just stops here.
Yep. And the top of the pit, which you can all see just sort of standing there, Weller could even make it out just sort of standing at the edge of the pit, you can see that there was essentially a green covered, like a tarpaulin or something like that, that was covered with leaves and twigs and branches. And so very, you know, crude but effective. And especially if what you're doing is just following a path and not specifically going, I need to look down at the bottom. This is the kind of thing that would be set up for this.
Okay. I will rise, I don't know how high enough to get my bearings, like high enough to, so I can see that, hey, we're near the lake, and see where I am in regards to various, like, back along the trail, oh, we're close to the lake, like, really close.
Fairly close. I mean, you're about, you're probably, you're about maybe an eighth of a mile, maybe something like that from the bank, from the, you know, the western bank of the lake.
Yep.
So, so you could theoretically fly over it. You'd be hard to get through it. I mean, you could try to hack your way through or whatever, just like going off the trail to the east. That is possible.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, rather than having to retrace our steps and go all the way around and back. We're close enough to cut over.
Fair enough.
So I land back again, or the other thing is I actually don't, I float, because when you have fly, why walk? Come back, tell everyone what I saw, and then say, actually, we are close enough to the western shore of the lake that I could even use the remaining of my fly time and kind of motion to Agatha, ferry as many people over the woods rather than trying to cut through it.
You're quite a flylatist, John.
I know, aren't I? Yes. How much time do I have with this bad boy? I think it actually goes up now that I'm this level. I can't remember.
I thought it used to be 10 minutes for, but I'm...
Hang on. Cast a spell. Oh! Yeah. Cast a spell at a slot level 4th or higher. You can target one additional creature for each slot level above 3rd. So I could have done one other person.
Okay.
But it lasts for up to... Oh, it's 10 minutes. Okay, you're right. It's not that long. It's 10 minutes. That's hardly going to be anything.
Well, gee, John, it's almost like Arv knows what he's doing.
Listen, almost. That would be the first time that someone got me on like, hey, wait, what about this thing? Like,
you two should really do a podcast, DM versus DM.
Well, you can listen to a certain show that Little Red Dot and I do called Masters of the Dungeon. Thank you, Brandon.
Right, yeah, John, why are you never on that podcast?
I guess I'm not worthy of it.
We haven't invited you as a guest star, but now that you mention it, you should show up as one of those. All right. We can talk a little bit about
Maybe
it.
Maybe Arv doesn't know what he's doing.
As a podcaster, not as a DM. Anyway.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
I suggest we cut across to the lake and follow the shore up to the tributary we're heading for anyways. This did technically get us closer. Certain injuries notwithstanding. He kind of looks at Alec and...
injuries notwithstanding.
Well, I'm gassed right now, so...
No, she brought you out of it so you could tell us what you saw, remember? You're not gassed anymore.
Arv.
She stopped the spell.
There's no... druidic written on any of these trees, is there?
Is off in druidic.
Yeah, fuck you.
Path to nowhere.
Let me have you make an investigation check, please.
Yeah, says this is the druid's version of middle finger.
Exactly.
21.
Hit the runes. Spike the up runes your spell out. Suck it.
Whoa! You took your rolls, Wheaties today. Holy shit!
The runes say you suck. No,
I get the woke up feeling good.
You don't necessarily find runic around you, but as you are looking at the sides of the trees, you notice something odd that was kind of tickling the back of your mind when you were looking at the branches before. These were not cut by machetes or by axes. Almost certainly they were cut by some version of a scythe, which is, of course, traditionally a druidic implement.
A druidic weapon.
However, I will suggest if they're going to move, in order for me to ferry you across the pit...
Moving faster!
Indeed.
Not the beard!
She kind of stands up.
Not the beard!
She'll get back on the horse, though. But she does kind of relay this information to the group.
Gary was here. Gary's an asshole with a scythe, yeah.
He's really like a loser. How are you getting the horse past the pit?
I'm not past the pit.
The horse can jump, probably.
Horse can jump it, yeah, probably. If it's
We're going to try to pass the pit? I thought we were just cutting
over. Yeah, we're moving past it and then going to cut over. It's shorter. Oh, she's right. The horse
can cut around. I can just cut around.
John, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you've never been an equestrian.
Not by much, Django, by the way. Like, I mean, it's like 8 feet further along, or whatever it is, 10 feet further along. All right. So all right.
If you
want to
do it that way, that's fine. Well, let's just starts going because it's going to get dark soon.
Yes. Now, this go ahead. Sorry.
Plenty of racks start hacking away through the.
Okay. So you do so, you're able to kind of cut through. It is very much difficult terrain as you make it, and so you are slowed down. But where you would normally take, you know, probably 15, 20 minutes, it takes a little bit longer. But after about 25 minutes or so, you're able to cut through and find yourself standing on the western bank here of Lake Zarevich. And from here, you can see that the bank actually kind of goes up and curves around over to here, where that tributary that we talked about moves up to the north.
Just before I leave the area, can I leave a little druidic note? Like, sorry, I missed you. Maybe next time. Just druid to druid. Because I know they'll be back to check their trap.
Okay.
So Agatha just leaves a note to let him know that another druid was there.
What's the note, did you say? What's the note?
It just says, sorry, I missed you.
Sorry.
Maybe next
try
time.
Try to be friendly. Come on.
Ooh. Yeah, Agatha's a friendly person, and she doesn't get to meet a lot of druids, and a scythe is, as you clearly stated, a druidic weapon.
I'm a big fan of your work. Signed,
Agatha. Yeah, signed, Agatha. No, I don't care about any of that. I just, you know, it's kind of nice to meet other druids.
It's fine. The druids were just coming through here clearing house to make room for an interstellar highway. It's okay.
Right, once we reach the bank, I'll cast Water Walk on everyone, since that seems to be the plan.
Okay.
Next time they see you, they'll read you some Vogon poetry.
And indeed, at this point, you're able to, if you like, walk across the rippling lake. Lake Saravich is always well known for being cold and dark, like the land that it inhabits. And as you sort of cross over the sort of, obviously it's, you know, rippling like a normal lake, but it always feels a little turgid and kind of uncomfortable even around its surface. And you're able to make your way with pretty good time to this tributary. And I would say, judging by the time, it's right around close to maybe 6:45, maybe almost 7 when you get here. So that if all goes well, you should be able to move up this river, which is, you know, plenty
wide
enough.
Did it all go well, Arv? Did it?
Well, you know, if all goes well, I said. You know, we'll see how far it went well. You just took a shortcut that Alec paid for with his body. I mean, that's... You know,
that's a good trade-off for me.
Is he still poisoned?
He does not seem to be experiencing effects of the poison, simply, you know, it was a lot worse. Yeah,
what's left of him?
Of all of the places he got pierced, were any of those poison needles into his eye?
No. Why?
Wait a minute. Death Angel Shadow. Bleem miserable ventured. Bleem forever mest English asunder frapped. Gashi morphosit thou expungiest kupisk. This is either trolling or brilliant. Fripping licious wimnut. No,
this is because of the Vogon poetry. It's the Vogon poetry joke.
I was thinking about the Brillig and the Slithy Tove, like Jabberwocky, Lewis Carroll. That's awesome, Death Angel. Nice stuff.
Why not then?
Okay. So as you all make your way kind of up this tributary towards the mountains again, which begin to rise to the north here.
I liked it, actually.
As you sort of continue to make your way up this way, the light, of course, is now gradually beginning to fade around you, and the trees are beginning their steady climb up the slopes of Mount Baratok, its monolithic presence which is oppressive at this distance. The ground around the river as you climb up it, as you basically make your way to the north, the ground around the river is rocky and uneven, and it looks like it would be tiring to navigate if you weren't on the nice, pleasant, you know, water that is Agatha's made it possible for you to traverse.
Water road.
Even the wolves seem to avoid this neck of the woods. There are some occasional twitters of birds. It's not dead, like dead zone, like where you were before, but still, a lot of animals seem to be out of here. And soon, as you climb higher and higher, as the river continues to make its way up, probably right around here, you climb above the blanket of fog that engulfs the valley, and dark thunderclouds roll overhead. About 60 feet away, actually, let me have everyone make a perception check. I'm going to have everyone move their tokens to about here, and then everyone make a... Sorry. There we go. And then if everyone could make a perception check for me, please. That's from the Infocom video game. No, that's awesome, Death Angel. I dig it. That's good stuff.
How dark? High perception roll.
I'm batting 1,000 today.
Duskish, let us say. It's still got some enough light you could see. It's dim light, let's say.
But it's not light enough that he would still be working on his map.
I would say not by this point, no.
Then I will not give him disadvantage on his, you said, perception?
Yes.
13.
Okay. So, Alec and Mason, as you are climbing, you know, continuing to move up this river, both of you see about 60 feet away, again, the hills you can see are starting to kind of cut down here, the foothills of the Mount Barrett.
Oh, I rolled a 16. I was looking at Agatha's number. Shit. All right.
No,
I was wait
you,
a minute. What do you mean me?
Yeah, no,
I rolled
Alec,
a 10.
Alec and Mason, all right, yeah. Okay. You see an elk, which is standing on a rocky spur about 60 feet away. And you notice it because it's just sort of like you're reminded a little bit of the goat that you fought, remember, in the that we
it's the spirit of the forest.
But this one is just sort of staring, regarding you, and then suddenly you see it, and at first you think it's just a trick of the fading light, but you see the shape morph, and suddenly it assumes the form of a man in tattered black robes. His hair and beard are long, black, and streaked with gray, and his eyes crackle with eldritch power. And he sort of stands on top and looks down at you, and his eyes flash. And then he shouts, and his voice sort of booms across the landscape. You think my magic has grown weak? Think again! And he holds out his hand, and a lightning bolt blasts out from his hand towards the two of you.